The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. We are going into the last message for the day, and that is stand firm. Stand firm. Tell somebody very close to you, stand firm. What is standing firm? What is standing firm? If you are going to get fruits, you must stand firm. In John chapter 6, verses 66 to 69. John 6, 66 to 69, we read that at a point in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. I can imagine how he felt at that time. They turned away. They deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you also going to leave?" Simon replied, thank God for Simon, "Lord, to whom we will go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the only one of God." What is this? A demonstration of standing firm. All others were going back. In fact, almost all of them went back from following Jesus Christ. When the teaching was getting tougher and real, they left. Jesus Christ said, "You, these 12 people, are you not going also?" And Peter said, "We have no other place we are going to." Tell somebody, "I will never go back." That is what Paul said. That's what Peter said that day. "We will never go back from following you. We will never stop following you." Many years ago, Jonathan Ikoba, our brother in Iowa, said something like this. When he was traveling out of this city to Iowa, he said, "Brother Orioke, I will not backslide." He said, "Even if Jesus Christ should take his stick and ask me to go back, I will not go back. I will not go back." All right? He said, "Even Jesus Christ takes his stick to beat me and say, 'Go back from following me,' he said, I will not stop. That is standing firm. I want you to understand, and you must come to that position in your life. Have you promised God? Have you promised Jesus Christ? Even if they are killing me, I will not go back. If you have not, please find a time to do it." You must. You must get to that position. You must get to the position that that Peter expressed there. In Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Look at what Paul says there. "And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love." That is standing firm. I'm convinced, I'm persuaded that nothing can stop me, can stop us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ladies and gentlemen, what is that? standing firm. You must come to that position. You must come to that position. That you will say, Ibiti Mudeyi, where I am now, nothing can separate me. Nothing can stop me anymore. You see, some of us here, some of these fathers, I thank God for your lives. At times when I pray for you, I will say, I know you cannot go back. I boast of you in the presence of the Lord. I know you will not ever go back. You won't go back, but I always pray for you that we finish triumphant. You finish what? Triumphant. So that when you appear before the Lord, he will pat you on the back and say, well done, faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. I know you won't go back. I know I won't go back. Not where will I go back to? Where will I start from? Where are you going back? I want to close your eyes. Bow down your heads. And see after me. No power in the sky. Do you mean it? Do you mean it? Do you mean it? Do you mean it? Say with yourself, nothing will ever separate me from God's love. Not death. Not life. Not angels. No demons. Neither fears. For today or tomorrow. Not even powers of hell will ever be able to separate me from the love of God. No power in the sky. Say it very well. No power in the sky. Or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate me from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. You can look here. This is another demonstration of standing firm in a Christian. Paul was born of a woman. He didn't drop from the sky. The gospel we had was the gospel Jesus Christ, Paul had. Thank God, he was not only sure of himself, he was also sure of his disciples, people working with him. I'm very sure for you, most of you, but not of all. I know some of us are still growing, and at times we are worried. At times we look at some of us, and I will say, I hope we are not laboring in vain. If you are in that position that we are still worried up on you, please take a stand today that I will stand firm. That I will stand firm. Let us look at yet another demonstration of standing firm in the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when told they were thrown into the blazing furnace, gave a shocking response to the king. A very shocking response to the king. And said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. We don't need to defend you. God will defend us. We don't need to defend ourselves. If we are thrown into this blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty, but even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear now, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the ghost statue, that you have settled. That is Daniel 3, 16 to 18. Ladies and gentlemen, what is that? Standing firm. You must come to that position. You must come to that position. I beg you, must come to that position. These people are not angels, you know. They are men with water and blood like us. But they walk with God. They believe God to that point, to that extent in their lives. And they love not their lives unto death. Have you read that part in your Bible? And they love not their lives unto death. That means we are ready to die for what they believe, for their stand in God. By the time I will stop, I'm going to give the invitation for you to come here. If you are stepping into that situation, if you are stepping to that level in Christianity, I will pray for you. And my God will answer you. Amen. He will support you. Amen. Temptations may come, but God will keep you standing. Amen. One more instance of a person standing firm in the Lord is Joseph. We read in Genesis chapter 39, 7 to 8. And Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. "Come and sleep with me," she demanded. This happened to one of us not long ago, just about 5 years ago. A woman crept into his house, one of us. And the woman stripped herself naked for this our brother and said, "Sleep with me. If you don't sleep with me, I will shout that you are raping me." It's a very serious matter. Yeah, I think bad demons by deal. The woman stripped herself completely. I said, "Sleep with me. And if you don't sleep with me, I will shout that you want to rape me." I said, "What did you do?" He said, "He was afraid. He considered it. But he didn't want to embarrass me. Come back by the lonely. I scolded him. But that is a terrible situation. That is a very, very bad situation. Except you are well prepared for it. Except you are well prepared. That's why we are telling you all these things, so that we'll be well prepared. Always be prepared, well ahead of time. I was sad for him. It's not a recent thing, it was very sad for him. It was sad for himself. Very sad for himself. Nobody was there. But eventually, he said, "Though it's a long time ago, I will call Baba. I will tell him." So he called me and told me. He called his wife and told his wife. But all the same, you are careless. Because it will not just happen that day. There were events before that day that were not checked. You must be very careful. You must be very careful. Potiphar's wife, they are still much around. But look at Joseph. But Joseph refused. He said, look. He told her, my master trusts me with everything in this entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin before God. She kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day. But he refused. Let me add, day after day. Only refused day after day to sleep with her. And he kept out of her way as much as possible. One day, however, no one else was around when he went in to do his work. The lady I talked about did the same thing. He made sure the wife was not around, that the wife traveled and nobody was at home. Somebody came to me too when I was very young. I've just given my life to Christ. I didn't know why, how she got to know that nobody was around. Maybe it's a demonic arrangement. We talk about divine arrangement, isn't it? There are also demonic arrangements. The Lord that kept us will keep you. Amen. Come on, sleep with me. But Joseph tore himself away. But he left his cloak in her hand as he ran from the house. What is that? Standing firm on righteousness. On what he believed to be right. Standing firm on righteousness. Standing firm on convictions. Standing firm on the word of God. To stand firm from all these illustrations is to refuse to yield to pressure. Pressure to change or compromise on your well-considered position, your well-considered decision, and your well-considered convictions in spite of pressures, even pressures from the pit of hell, even pressures from the pit of hell. The Yorubas have a nasty saying, only that is, if you do pressure on a woman, eventually she will yield. But women in the house, you will not yield in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't say they are talking rubbish. One of my disciples in those days, we started from Malaysia, we came to Ife here together. A brilliant young nurse. One man put pressure on her. And I said, hey, you can't marry this guy. You cannot marry this guy. He said, Daddy, I know. I cannot marry this guy. But the guy continued to come and come and come and was coming and coming and coming. My daughter will lock herself up. He will stay in a room. The young man will stay in the living room. Even for 1 hour, 2 hours. My sister will feel that he has gone. Then after some time, but it's very serious. He must love me. He must love me. But thank God, these were people that stood firm in the doctrines we taught them. Some of us have problems now. At that time, our disciples did not have exposures to other ministers, to other terrible, all these things. Your exposure is very good. But quite many of us, we are hearing some nasty things from television, from net, and everything. They believed us, our doctrine, our teachings. They swallowed everything, hook, line, sinker, the boat, and the boatman. She stood. Then she came to me one day and said, "Daddy, I'm developing love for this man. Maybe we should pray about it very well." I said, "Me? Pray on what?" I said, "No, you cannot pray on that." She said, "So we should not come." Then I called her name. I said, "Uriatifek Babodeo. This man is charming you. This man is charming you. Not with talisman. Not with fetish things. But with what? Pressure." But she stood. She stood. I said, "If she will not leave you alone, let me come and deal with him." He said, "Daddy, don't worry. I will deal with him myself." Thank God. She dealt with him. And she never came back again. He never came back again. I know the story till yesterday. Where they are separately. I thank God my daughter did not yield. Other words used in the scriptures that connote standing firm are remaining steadfast. That is First Corinthians. That is Colossians 1:23. What is the another word from your notes? Being firmly established. That is developing tap root in the Lord. Developing tap root, deep root. You see these stanchions that support this house. Some of them are 4 feet into the ground. In some places, they are almost 6 feet into the ground. In some places, that is tap root. Number C, what is the next one? Not moved away from the hope. That is a that's Colossians 1:23. Hope of the gospel. Not moving away. Another one is resisting hard. He said you must resist unto the shedding of blood. You see, devil, don't say 1 year millennium they were troubling me. You trouble him too. You trouble him. You trouble the devil. And E, holding fast. And in 1 Corinthians 15:58, we have this beautiful one, being immovable. So you must be immovable, standing in the Lord. Hey, Remy, you must remain immovable. Tosin, you must remain immovable. You must remain immovable. That nothing is able to move you or shake you. That is standing firm. The command to stand firm are many in the Bible. Let us look at Old Testament of 1 Samuel 1. But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Examine everything carefully and hold fast to that which is good. Not good in the sight of men, but good in the sight of God. Not good in the sight of men, but good in the sight of God. Number 2, you shall fear the Lord. That is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and cling to him. And that word for clinging is cleave. You cleave to him. You get wedded to him. And cling to him. And you shall swear by his name. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on the alert. Everybody say that. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. The men they are talking about there is men of war. It's not men that are less men. Let us look at Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, in whom I long to see my joy, my crown, in this way, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. How many are we going to talk about? My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Our members, one of our youths in this ministry that are now in the diaspora called me last week. He said, Daddy, please rejoice with me. I said, what is that? He said, in the space of work, they invited them for a party. And they were trying to celebrate him anyway. And they brought alcohol, they brought everything. And they told him, drink. He said, no, I won't drink. They said, just red wine. So, you know, red wine is, they say, it's good for the heart. He said, ah, I won't drink. He said, in the past, before he took his, he said, he would take red wine. He said, but they pasteurized, they pressured him, drink. Said, and he said, no, I won't drink. After leaving that place, some minutes later, something went wrong on the highway, and police stopped him. What happened was that they took a young girl on the back seat, and the young girl was complaining of the seat belt being too tight. I was trying to adjust the seat belt, and the car swerved a little bit. But police was behind him, directly behind him. So they flagged him down. Your car swerved. You must be drunk. It was Saturday evening. He said, no, I'm not drunk. He said, no, even look at your face, it's red. He said, if you confess to us now, that will be the end. But we test you, and you are found guilty, you are in jail. And you will not be allowed to drive for three years in this country. He said, you know the rules and regulations? He said, yes, I do. He said, we are going to test you. He said, come and test me. And they put their things in his mouth. They said, blow into it. And he blew into it. And their machine was recording, ka, 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 and it stopped. And said, no alcohol here. Somebody shout hallelujah. I think you clap very well. And the policeman said, one lucky man. So you are very lucky. And they gave him a souvenir. Don't yield to pressure. Don't yield to pressure. From a man or from a woman. In your place of work, don't yield. One of our young pastors in this ministry said he was about to lie with a woman. Then he heard the voice of Daddy Gio. It was in Lagos. Yeah. Don't go further. And she dressed up. And the guy said, what happened? He said, I had it at the Geo from. He says that the Jew said in the life, how do you hear him? Did he call you? He said, no, I just am in the spirit. He said, what will I tell him? What will I tell him if I do this thing? What will I tell him? He said, Daddy, I was almost half undressed, but I stood up. He said, because I know at one point or the other, you may ask me. I may ask you. That is my life. You are my children, I must ask. And it's not too much of me to ask from you. Is it too much? It's not. That's why it's a family. He said, let us hold fast the confession of our hope. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. It's all over the place. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Things we must stand firm in, firm on, and firm against. Number one, we must stand firm in the Lord. Everybody say so. Call yourself. Say, Oduri, okay, stand firm in the Lord. Call yourself. Tell somebody very close to you. Say, stand firm in the Lord. If you're on Twitter, tweet it today to your friends. Stand firm in the Lord. Tweet it. Tweet it today when you get to. This means we must not allow anyone or anything to dissuade us against the biblical truths that we have embraced in respect of the love of God, in respect of the power of God, in respect of the promises of God, in respect of the plans of God for us. Don't allow anything to convince you contrarywise. The love of God is the love of God. He has promised us. Even when something bad happened to you, it doesn't mean that God does not love you. It has not removed the love of God. It has not removed the love of God. Your failing does not remove the love of God. It doesn't translate that God doesn't love you. We are coming to that. It means we are to resist all negative pressures from problems of this life, from losses, from difficulties, from temptations we wait, from delays we suffer. They must not be able to pressurize us to think that God does not love us anymore, to think that God is finished with us, to think that God is not powerful. Somebody said here today that his child died and he has gone to serve God. And there are many many like that. The fact that you have not gotten husband, gotten wife, gotten children, does not remove the fact that God loves you. The fact that your wife died, your husband died, does not remove the fact that God loves you. It doesn't mean, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, we must stand firm in faith. That's 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men, be strong. Faith here does not mean what we believe. Trusting God. It means in the first place, the body of truths. Faith here means the body of the doctrines, the teachings of the Bible. That is the faith. When the Bible talks about faith, it talks about the body of truth, like the gospel truths, the teachings of our Jesus Christ. Stand in them. Stand on them. The other type of faith is the hope you have in the power of God. Also stand on that. It's the conviction that God will act on you. Also stand on firm on that. Just like the woman with the issue of blood said, one day, I will be healed. Stand firm on your faith, on your hope, in the power of God, in the love of God. And stand firm on the faith, which is the collection of the body of truth in the Bible. Number three, stand firm against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. Put on all the armors of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies or the wiles of the devil. What are these strategies? What are these wiles? They are lies of the devil to lead us astray, just like Adam and Eve were led astray in the Garden of Eden. Wiles of the devil. Convincing us, telling us we can rationalize the word of God. There are also pressures from the society for us to be like the world. No, you don't. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. You don't follow every fashion, you know. I beg you, don't follow every fashion. Fashion is good. Fashion is good. And fashion is cultural. And it grows. But it's not everything we follow. One thing I learned very early in life, that I gave my life to Jesus Christ, is to stand by the regular and the standard. We know that when they go this way, they are coming there. When they go this way, they are coming back. When they go this way, they are coming back. When they go this way, they are coming back. If they go up, they are coming down. And if they go deep, they are still coming back to this place. Because the world swings. Ayenji. It's not every fashion you follow. Who are the people that design this fashion, ladies and gentlemen? It's not everyone. Let your dress be smart, but it's not everyone. It's not everything. These exposures of the body, of the breast, who designed them? Who designed them? Were they designed in the church? Were they designed by anointed tailors? No, they were not. One of our girls in Ambassador's College, we warned them, hey, you have finished school, sir, does not mean you have finished all your education. You still have a long way to go. It's just a license to proceed. And be careful. When you are coming for your luncheon, please dress very well. And come was it bare? 3/4 of their breasts were exposed. It was very shameful. And on the VVS day, I called the principal. I said, no, don't create a scene here. Please don't create a scene here. Leave them. But when it is time to collect their testimonial, don't give it to them. Some of the parents got angry. I told the principal, please don't fight them. Refer them to me. Refer them to me. And they came. One by one, they came. I said, she won't know Riabori before she left home. But you saw this. Then, Loruko Jesu. Our children can be very clever sometimes. They collected their dresses. They didn't show to their parents before they wore it. And the mother said, I'm sorry I didn't see it. She collected it when I was out. And before I came in, she has dressed up and gone. You don't have to follow all the fashions in the world. You don't, please. It's not body exposure that makes you beautiful. It makes you sensual. It makes us sensual, sexually attractive. It makes you a temptation. It's not everybody. I want to beg us. Because the gospel we are carrying, Uelegeni, you can't, may I tell you, we started to warn our disciples long ago. American Christianity is not the standard. The standard is here in the Bible. And in those early days, I even warned a young one, mommy pastor is not the standard. Because you don't know if mommy pastor has backslidden in the spirit. You don't know. Some girls were doing some things, funny things many years ago. I called them. They said, oh, even the daughters of pastors also are doing it. Are they the standard? Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is our standard. Jesus of Nazareth is the standard. May God Almighty bless and prosper you in the name of Jesus Christ. The real beauty is in the heart. The real beauty is under the skin. The real beauty is in character. Iwariri, the Yorubas got it. Dress very well. I like to dress very well. I didn't like dressing. I just want to appear. But over the years, my wife and my children have taught me. They taught me. Just like to put on something and go out and just function. But my children will say, Daddy, am I jaded by ye? And many a times I will listen to them so that they too can listen to me. But don't listen to them, they will not listen to you too. I had a collection of suits. Then one by one said, Daddy, one came. Hello. When you wear it, go and look at your picture. So anytime they came home, they would give me the type they wanted. Pastor Nayemi said, Gio, this suit today is very fine. I said, how many no Lord for me? The Lord will bless you. Fashion is good. Appear very well. I will, Yahoo, Mr. Bogandi, the drone, please. She wants to have one there. It's not because Yahoo, Brumini, when she appears, I'm saying so. She might expose around one. Ejoko, please be fashionable. But don't be reckless. And our men too. And our men. These men, don't say now I'm senior citizens and you dress anyhow. It's not acceptable. Pastor Akinade is a senior citizen. He's a senior citizen. He's just behaving as if he's under citizen. How can I do senior citizen? Adebanjo is senior citizen. All this and Shegun. Stand up, let them see you. I put up one now. I say senior citizen. One dress that want to fit sunglasses to one, want to fit see. Please be seated. We are not promoting sloppishness or carelessness, but we are promoting dignity. Add value to yourself. Don't devalue yourself. So stand against the pressures of the world. Don't follow all the fashions. Don't follow all the slangs. Okay? There are many other lies of the devil. We cannot go through all of them. The wiles of the devil is a 1-hour lecture. Let me just stop that. Number 4. Stand firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the truth of the gospel. For the truth of the gospel. Only conduct yourself, Philippians 1:27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit. Standing firm in what? One spirit. Number 2, with one mind, striving together in the faith of the gospel. We must allow the love of Christ to be shed abroad in our hearts. We must always tolerate one another, endure one another's shortcoming, and forgive one another so that we could maintain unity in the body. We must keep it in mind that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Let us stand firm against all forces of disunity. Against all forces of disunity. Let us not condemn ourselves. Some are still young, they are struggling. Okay? And God Almighty will keep us strong in Jesus' name. It has been said on this pulpit today, maybe lack of unity when you come together to pray at the altar, maybe that is why God is not answering our prayer. Maybe that's why God is not answering our prayer. Politics around the corner. Some Christians are praying for Atiku Kowole. Some Christians are praying for Tinubu. And some are praying for Peter Obi. Niwaju Olorun kan na. Ni church kan na. Pastor Ajayi, and we are motto position yesterday. Obedient in one. Obedient in one money. Obedient in one. So we are yes, sir. So, see, who is God going to listen to? He's going to listen to me, I know. He's going to listen to me. I'm sure all of you want to hear that. Who is Daddy Gio praying for? Anything bad blood will pay, and to my shame if you're alone. Unto Daffy Lady. And I know one person I can never pray for. I know that person. But Ajibade has told us that one. Oh, that Ajibade ti kamilo wo kun ba so fun yin. May God bless all of you. But on the things of the gospel, let us stand firm. Let us be of united. Let us be united. There's something, there's a way we can never get it wrong. And that is modesty and moderation. We can never get it right. In essentials, the Bible, our fathers taught us, in essentials, what is that? Unity. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, diversity. You allow diversity. In things that are not essentials, diversity will be allowed. But in essentials, unity. In everything, love. In non-essentials, diversity. In the essentials, unity. In everything, charity, love. With this, we'll be able to maintain unity in the body of Christ so that you can stand on unity. Number 5, stand firm on your calling. Stand firm on your calling. So, dear brothers and sisters, walk out to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things and you will never fall. Stand firm on your calling. Are you called to be a choir? Stand firm. Do your best there. Pastors, stand firm on your calling. Number 6, stand firm on your vows, no matter how much it hurts. See, those that swear to themselves and they will never, never change. Stand on your vows. Stand on your marriage vows. Don't stand allowed to be dissuaded. I think I've told you in this church, 2 women have met me and said we should have a relationship. Then I scolded her. I said, but you know my wife? I said, we are not saying you see your wife. You're just to share. I'm only share me when I'm not bred. When I'm not granite, share me. All the men in this house, they will not share you in Jesus' name. They will not share you. I've had that 3 times. 3 times. 2 in this time, 1 in Lesha. 3 times. They want to share me. With my wife, share me. I don't know whether they want to share the hand or share the... Share me. Before you can share me, you will kill me. Men in the house, raise up your hands. And those online, they will not share you in Jesus' name. Say my 3 times. People online, say them 3 times. May God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Stand on your vows. Have you vowed to contribute to the new all that we are going to buy? If you have not vowed, take a stand. On your marriage, take a stand. God bless you. It is not good to be shifting here and there. It's not good. It's not a good thing. Except you know that where you are standing is not wrong. It's wrong. And there's need for adjustment. In the sister church, there's a deeper life. I think Pastor Kumuyi was making some corrections. And we know it will come. He's now telling us that television is not wrong. But your discipline. But in those days, it was a devil's magic box. I'm making some amendments to be able to accommodate the young ones And some leaders of the church said, this is compromise. This is that. They are fighting him. So, if you know that something is wrong, you can shift. But we knew it was wrong in those days. We knew it was very wrong. It's not in the Bible. It's one of the reasons I didn't join them, in spite of all entreatments, in spite of all pressure, come and join us. I said, but you are teaching some things that are not in the Bible. We are very young, but God gave us understanding. I told them point blank. I was worried. I said, will I now learn how to speak like somebody? Because everybody was speaking like him. Everybody was dressing like him. So you are now to dress like somebody? So some of these things I couldn't understand because I felt they were not in the Bible. I know they are going to correct that one day. Because those men are great men of God. The Lord will bless you. They need to stand firm. Number one, they are two men endure, last long, and last to the end. Number two, it is an act of worship and honor to God. When you stand firm on his word, it's an act of worship. It's more than giving money. It's more than giving your tithes. It's more than dancing when you stand firm on the truth. When you remain unmovable. It is me standing firm enables us to obtain the promises of God. People who are swept here and there by various doctrines, they don't stand firm. The Lord God of heaven will give us the strength to stand to the end in Jesus' name. When you stand firm, number five, it will help you to be a testimony to other believers. I'm always very happy when they introduce me and go out and minister outside. The people we have known for many years, they were students here. God is helping them. They invite me. They say, this Baba, we knew him when we were when we were in university. He's steady. He has remained like this. They are not inconsistent. And work towards such testimony in your life. You will achieve it in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be unsteady. The following things will help you to stand firm. Number one, listen to and follow the teachings of the Lord. This will help you, help your our feet to be set on the rock. That is Matthew chapter 7, 24 and 25. You remain the two houses. It's not just listening to the word. He said, they hear the word and they listen and they stand on it and they do it. Do it. Do it. I taught them in Idapo on Wednesday. I said, let us practice self-control in little things. Pastor Koya called me yesterday. Or mother was there, said, Daddy, you switch off your telephone very fast. I said, yes. I said, we learned about self-control. I taught the people exercise self-control from little things so that we grow to self-control in big things. I said, what about that? I said, the ideal thing is that I should not use my telephone beyond battery below 15%. So that I don't kill the battery very fast. It's a scientific finding. And in the Bible study, I decided self-control in the use of my battery. And since then, once my body gets to 20%, 18%, I switch off. When you hear these tips, small things, you start learning big things from small things. What have you learned here today? What are you going to practice after this conference? What are you going to practice? It may be just to remove a charm from your house that your dad gave to you and you have been keeping. It may be. It may be to just write off a man or write off a woman. It may be to start to read your Bible. Just something, do something to show that you are compliant to the teach, to show that you are a teachable person. Thank God for Olofin Shaw was here yesterday, Pastor Olofin Shaw. He said that the choir, maybe others are not doing it, but I'm doing it. But I'm doing it. He said, what this man taught us. He said, I grew up under Pastor Koya, under Pastor Akinade, under Pastor Jide. He said, everything they taught us in ministry, I'm doing them all. I'm doing them. Others may not do them. And he felt very sad to hear that people are not doing them. He said, but me, I'm doing them. Things must, after every conference like this, something must change in your life. Somebody write it down. After every conference, leadership conference, retreat, convention, something must change in my life. And you may want to tweet that. Please tweet that for me. Tweet that to your friends for me. After every conference you attend, after every retreat you attend, after every training you attend, something must change for better in your life. Otherwise, the time is wasted. What must we do to remain firm and standing firm? If you think you are standing strong, be careful so that you not fall. This means being watchful and circumspect. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptations. What I say to all, I say unto you. What I'm saying to all, I'm saying to you. Mommy Gio, I'm saying to you, stand firm. Pastor, I'm saying to you, stand firm. Director of Youth Work, stand firm. General Secretary, what I say to all, I'm saying to you, stand firm. Pastor Fumilayo, stand firm. Pastor Olaide Ajayi, stand firm. What I say to you, all, I say, what I say to all, I say to you, stand firm. Stand firm on what is right. And be very careful. Be circumspect. To be circumspect, you know, the word circumspect is from circumference. The circumference of this my microphone is the round like this. Before you do anything, go round and look at it before you step into it. We were to go and baptize some people many years ago. Professor Kunle Kende and myself. When I was ministering heavily on the campus, we took some of our friends, some of our professor friends, we took them to be baptized. It was a mighty revival on the campus. It was up at Ambia. Where they have the bridge now. There was no bridge there. And when we got there, the water was quiet. When the water is quiet, be very careful. Deep waters are very quiet. Shallow waters make noise. So we took a stick to sand it. And when Pastor Kunle Kende is over 6 feet. You know him? He's our friend here. He was the one that went in first. And the water was here. So you look at things around, being circumspect, before you jump into it. That day, we suspended the baptism altogether. If you are going to stand firm, be circumspect. Look around very well. Watch and pray. Number three, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the truth. Make up your mind to remain true. Put on the breastplate of righteousness to pursue what is right at all times. Put on the shield of faith. Believe God that you're able to stand to the end. Believe God. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery deaths, that of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. Put everything on. Be sure of your salvation. Is anybody here in this conference who is not sure of his salvation? Please seek help. I beg you, seek help. We know that there are upcoming, church workers that were brought here. We are brought here because we have seen the potential in you that God can use you. But if you are not sure of your salvation, seek help. Because if you're not sure, it can be something God, Satan is going to use against you. Or the flesh is going to use against you. Number four thing that will help us to stand firm is faith testimony. Everybody say faith testimony. Everybody say faith testimony. See the example of David in Psalm 27, verses 1, 2, and 5. He said, the Lord is my light. Everybody says what? Am I colored? And my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people, devour me. When my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Verse 5. For he will conceal me, there in their trouble comes. He will hide me in a statuary. He will place me out of the reach of the arrow. That is faith testimony. This is faith testimony. Engage yourself in faith testimony. Declare what is, and the devil will not be able to sweep your feet off the ground. Raise up your hand again. We are going to declare like David, faith testimony. Want to go? The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. For he will conceal me there when their trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of the reach on a high rock. Are this thing your Bible? They are there. So don't allow the witches, the wizard in your father's house. I've told you, you have no business with them. Just face Jesus. Just face Jesus. Number five, renewal of our mind and commitment from time to time. Renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? Expose. Reaffirm your faith. Tell the Lord to test you. Examine yourself. Renew your mind. Number six, don't let your commitment to God be hinged on physical things or physical blessings. Make a spiritual blessing the supreme thing in your life. They can become enticements that can be deep, make it difficult for us to stand firm. Remember, number one, the rich young ruler. He turned back when Jesus talked about his wealth. Look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Look at that prophet. They were able to stand because their lives were not hinged on physical things of God, physical blessings of God. He said, even though the fig trees have no blossoms, he said, if all my things that I have, if they perish, I will still continue to follow the Lord. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. The day I came across this in the Bible, I memorized it. That day, I said it nothing less than 30 times. How do you want to go far in this journey? I came across this in the Bible. I memorized it. I was not cursing myself. I was reaffirming myself. I was telling the Lord, even though the fig trees have no blossoms, even though the grapes on the olives, even though the olive cross fails, even for all the animals don't give birth, even if all my business fails completely, I will continue to follow the Lord. There is something more than all this. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen. The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things he has. When you come to that point, the devil cannot harass you. Nothing can happen to you. Remember Job. God might smite me. God might kill me. But I have no other hope. That's the Job 13, 15. He said, however, oh God, I will argue my case. Setting your mind on the things above is very important. May God Almighty prosper you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's a challenge here. In the book of Lamentations of David, for Saul and his friend, Jonathan, that means David's friend, we read, how I the mighty fallen. David extensively described the two men as valiant men of battle, sweeter than the eagles and stronger than the lions. Say, however, they fell. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not fall.
Amen.
You will not fall.
Amen.
The mighty may fall, but you will remain standing.
Amen.
As strong as they are, they fell. This shows that no one should take the command to stand firm lightly. Let us rise and declare, I will remain firm. Continue to tell the Lord, I will remain firm. I will stand firm. In Jesus, I will stand firm. I will stand firm to the end. 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 I will stand on righteousness. I will stand on everything that is wise. I will stand firm. I will stand firm. I will stand firm. Immovable. I will stand firm. Nothing shall move me. Nothing shall stop me. Talk to the Lord. I will stand firm.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
As we have declared before the Lord, so shall it be.
Amen.
We shall stand firm to the end.
Amen.
We shall even be more than conquerors.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We shall be too hot for the enemy to touch.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the power in the name of Jesus, we shall represent God gloriously. And at the end, we shall make heaven. With troops of people following us to heaven. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you very much.